KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Rachel Miro. In Northern California, local, state, and federal agencies are launching what they call the biggest fire cleanup effort in state history. Bay Area State Senator Mike McGuire told a standing-room-only crowd in Santa Rosa yesterday that the city, which bore the brunt of the destruction, would come back stronger than ever.
The size and scope of this debris removal effort will be one for the record books. But what I can assure you, for the first time in our state's history, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Army Corps of Engineers, FEMA, the Office of Emergency Services, the County of Sonoma, and the City of Santa Rosa have come together in a unified front.
State emergency officials say homeowners won't be charged for the toxic waste and ash removal by the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers. That said, those agencies will bill your insurance company if the cleanup is covered in your policy. The goal is to have all burn sites cleaned and ready for rebuilding by early 2018. That means those whose homes burned in wine country have to live somewhere else for a while. That includes animals as well as people. I recently attended a pumpkin patch day at a farm in Half Moon Bay that's offering refuge to some of those animals. When Anna Sweet of Sweet Farm got the call in the middle of the night, she said she'd be happy to take in emergency guests fleeing the fires in Sonoma County. And then she realized she needed to get up and get busy.
So we were not yet set up for pigs at all. We didn't have a shelter for them. We weren't quite sure that our fences were going
to
work.
They did need to build new fencing. Not to embarrass these fine ladies, but Gertrude weighs about 600 pounds and Punky's just a wee bit smaller than that.
Oh, boy.
Oh. These porcine refugees came from Charlie's Acres, escaping the Partrick Fire. Charlie's Acres, like Sweet Farm, is a nonprofit farm animal sanctuary. They provide a forever home for all kinds of animals that would otherwise be headed for slaughter. Chickens, llamas, horses.
Sheep and goats and a few probably more cows. And then definitely on the pig side, we're ready.
Some animals are liberated or stolen, depending on your perspective, from industrial farms. Others are given up for adoption or abandoned, or in the case of Gertrude, found wandering around during a wildfire, the 2016 Blue Cut Fire in San Bernardino. Tracy Vogt of Charlie's Acres tells the story.
Somebody had just left her there when they were evacuating, and she had a burned back hoof, and she had smoke inhalation issues and hadn't eaten or drank anything for 3 days.
Now Gertrude's a fire survivor twice over. For Vogt, the help from Sweet Farm is sweet in more ways than one. The fire was on her property when the animals were shuttled away in trucks and trailers. Her barn and fences burned, and it's going to take some time to get the electricity up and running again.
I feel very lucky. I feel very blessed that we were able to get the animals to a really nice spot. And it was really cool to see that the community really stepped up and helped each other out.
For Sweet, who, like her husband, has a day job in tech, this nonprofit work is what feeds the soul.
I like coming home and sort of turning everything off and focusing on the animals and the land. It's a good balance.
Another sanctuary near Sweet Farm is housing Vogt's chickens and ducks. Now that her brood is safely settled, Vogt and Sweet are turning their attention to anyone else who needs help with housing and supplies for farm animals in the wake of the North Bay wildfires. To see photos of Gertrude and Punky, head to our website, californiareport.org. A Bureau of Land Management ranger is expected to testify in a high-profile murder case over the slaying of Catherine Steinle on a San Francisco pier in 2015. The trial opened in the city yesterday. Steinle was killed with Ranger John Wojciechowski's gun, which was stolen after he left it unsecured in his car. KQED's Alex Elmsley reports.
Wojciechowski faced no discipline, and as KQED first reported, was actually promoted 5 months after Steinle was killed. State Senator Jerry Hill authored legislation that last year strengthened criminal penalties for law enforcement officers who failed to secure their guns.
His negligent act led to the death of an individual. It's clear. That's the part that I struggle with in terms of looking at a promotion for the individual.
Steinle's family is also suing the federal government over their loved one's death. Their attorney, Allison Cordova, says Wojciechowski's promotion is inexcusable.
This law enforcement agency, BLM, is not creating consequences or enforcing punishments for their rangers who are not properly storing or securing firearms.
The Bureau of Land Management declined to answer questions about Wojciechowski's promotion. The criminal trial is expected to last about a month. For the California Report, I'm Alex Emsley.
In California, nearly half of all children live in a household where they or one of their parents is an immigrant. That's according to a new study released today by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. KQED's Farida Javila Romero reports.
The vast majority of these children and youth under age 18 are U.S. citizens of color. About half of them live in low-income households, which can affect their health and well-being. The report found children in immigrant families are more likely to have parents without a high school diploma, and these kids fare much worse in reading proficiency than children with U.S.-born families. To address the disparities, the report's authors say California should provide more resources to low-income students, like free quality childcare. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation with a new partnership. C-section and other maternity care ratings for local hospitals are now available on Yelp. Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, October 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. Have a great day.